time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, pumped and jacked for another show every week here on MSONewsSports.com. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
Nothing much, man. We got a fun show. Andover football coach EJ Perry coming up after the break. He'll talk about his insane win over Central Catholic, first in 10 years, 30-29. He'll talk about son in the NFL, EJ, yes, namesake. Talk about other children.
A whole lot going on right now.
Does he have another kid playing in college too?
I think so.
Yeah. Busy fall for the Perrys over there, but excited about that. And excited about the start of hockey on the Merrimack Valley. Can you believe that?
That's right. A couple of Division One programs there.
Yeah. Merrimack and Lowell getting ready to go. They're already ready and they're off and running. UMass Lowell came out flying in their first game, blanking St. Lawrence 4-0. This was on October 1st. That's a nice early start to hockey, huh?
Yeah.
Barely fall yet. And that was at the Songa Center. So great opening act, huge crowd. Brian Chambers, Kyle Berglund, Zach Kaiser, and defenseman Isaac Johnson with the goals. Johnson, probably called Janssen because he's a sophomore from Sweden, according to the Lowell Suns. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First collegiate goals. Griggles, let's see who's that now. Griggles, a transfer from Alaska Fairbanks, was terrific in his UML debut and earned his third collegiate shutout. So that is Gustavs Davis Griggles is their goalie. That's the best goalie name of all time.
That is a great name. That's a great name. All name team right there.
27 saves for the troops at UMass Lowell. So a great opening act for them. So we're going to clear the path now, Nick, and allow for some high school action, starting with EJ Perry, football coach from Andover, and then following him is our Merrimack Valley football report. There's a little bit to discuss in those just arenas.
Just a little bit.
So stay with us after the break, the rest of the show, starting with Andover football coach EJ Perry.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru here, the team of Nick and Nick, opening up with our one and only guest today, Andover football coach EJ Perry, undefeated, beating Central for the first time. since 2012, it looks like. And what a game, 30-29. I know the focus is this coming week, Coach, but we gotta start with that big win over Central. What's the feel?
I'm feeling, you know, Friday and Saturday, we let them relax and feel it a little bit. And it was just very electric, especially for the seniors. You know, we had some seniors, Caden Huth and a few of the other guys just literally brought to tears because they have been involved in the series for 4 years and really done a good job. And then the biggest thing I did all week is just, you know, just say, we got to get by this hurdle. We're 3-0. We're playing well. We just another hurdle. And, but, you know, if you're in the community, you know people, you know, that the papers always bring up that it was since 2012, but they've really only been involved since 2018. And it was just exciting and electric for them. And I was just happy for the boys.
Mm. Coach, you mentioned, you know, Friday and Saturday, very good celebrating. The time this interview was Monday, so I'm assuming it was the bring them back down to earth film session day for you guys.
Well, we actually got them right back into it Sunday morning and just we practiced. We did some film, but basically we wanted them to get practicing because it was emotional. The fans were unbelievable. There was probably 4,000 people. And it was just a very, very draining game. I mean, after the fact, you know, the game was great. Both teams really went at it. We went at it hard. Central did a great job. You know, Chuck always does. And he had them prepared. And when they missed the field goal, which I was at a bad angle, I didn't know at first. You really had to be on the field to understand that they missed the field goal. And wow. So... I wanted them to start practicing Sunday morning. So we did. We had a freshman game and a JV game Saturday, which I was at, but the guys who played in the game, Friday night had Saturday off. And then we just were right into Methuen on Sunday. And to have a leader like Belichick around here, you understand that you got to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
I was gonna say, I seen on social media that field goal, the video of that field goal, and you couldn't tell from the angle that the video on social media was at too. And I noticed that some of the Central bench was celebrating, and then your fans started rushing the field. So is that kind of a confusing moment for you there?
Well, it just because I was literally like usual, I was on like 25, and so all I could notice was that it came off his foot. I mean, my defensive coordinator was looking at me. Because I took the two timeouts. I just wanted to have time. I didn't know what was going to happen, a touchdown or a field goal. And then my first thought when it came off his foot was, okay, what are we going to do now? And then all of a sudden I see behind me the kids take off onto the field. And I'm like, I don't want a penalty because you're only on the 20 and I'm trying to get them. It was too late for that. So my head was going quickly, like first, okay, what are we going to do on the kick return? What are we going to do on the first couple plays? And then secondly, they missed. Now I got to get them off the field. So it was just fast going through my mind where my defensive coordinator waited at the other end. And so he knew it was wide and he was celebrating and, penalty was probably on Sean Terrio, our defensive coordinator.
Now, Coach, I noticed the voice is a little bit raspy right now. Is that always the case, or is this like due to maybe a little bit of vocal energy from the game?
Definitely vocal energy, but I'll tell you, like, the reporter, I don't know if you guys know Hector Longo or
sure.
A couple of those guys, Dave Willis. I was, you know, we had prepared very well, so... It wasn't really that game. It was really Saturday and Sunday, just me driving home the fact that, you know, this is a great win, but so many times you get patted on the back, you know, about this win that they don't understand we're playing another 4-0 team. And so So it's really just been Saturday, Sunday, Monday that I've like been vocal, as you said.
Yeah. And I was going to save this for later in the interview, but you mentioned Hector Longo, and I actually was part of a reporter's crew that went down to a town you might be familiar with now, Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
In Florida, to cover the Pats versus Eagles Super Bowl in 05. And Hector, Bill Burr, me and Phil Stacey. So that was the crew down there. So taking the opportunity now, Jacksonville, familiar territory for the Perry family. How's the boy doing?
He's doing great. And the funniest thing was, so Friday night, he was in Jacksonville, and he was a little upset because everyone got used to during COVID that it was live stream. So he kept calling my wife and calling Cedric, his best friend, Gillette, for the live stream, and he couldn't get it. So he was doing everything on Twitter. And then, so Cedric Gillette was his receiver when he was in high school, and he's a Merrimack basketball coach now. And and so he was at the game, and EJ made him keep it on the phone facing the stadium. And then after the game, he talked to his team. He talked to the team via the phone, FaceTime from Jacksonville, and the team was going nuts because, you know, he had some heartbreakers. You know, we once were down 24-0 when he was quarterback, and we took the lead 43-40, and we lost on a kick return. So I don't think he's ever going to forgive me. But as far as him in Jacksonville, he's loving it, the practice squad. And then he gets to travel. He's one of the few guys who gets to travel. So he was in L.A. last week when they won it. Unfortunately, he was in Philly when they lost. But he just loves the quarterback room with Trevor and C.J. Beathard. And then Coach Peterson and Press. He really thinks the world of everybody in the organization down in Jacksonville. So he's very pleased, and his development continues to go. And I use him often just to say, you know, the one thing that he's been warned by both my brothers, John Perry, who used to coach for the Texans and now with Sam Houston State, and James, is just when you get in that league, you got to get better every day, and you can't. You just can't look backwards. You got to go forward. And so he's handling it really well.
Oh, that's good. Great to hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That had to have been a nice, you know, great roller coaster of emotions for him over the summer. He getting picked up. He had a little injury, and then he got brought back. And it seems like he's making the best of his chance.
Yeah. I mean, you know, behind the scenes, he sort of always knew that they liked him. And it was just so that, which I kid with the kids here who get hamstring. But it was a hamstring, it was the, I don't know, I don't want to get into everything, but it was like this. So there's three muscles in the hamstring, and it was the middle one, and it literally broke, but you can do a lot with it as long as you rehab. So he took those 2 weeks, and everything he does is very intense and very with a purpose. So he got back very quick, and then, he's taken advantage of everything. Loved playing the entire game, the preseason against Atlanta, and getting time against the Pittsburgh, because, you know, he throws up here with their tight end. Can't believe I forgot his name.
Freiermuth, right?
Freiermuth, yeah. So he throws up here. So Freiermuth gave him a big hug after the game and was like, man, glad you're feeling good and you're not hurt anymore and you're getting your chance. So it was really good.
That's tremendous all around. And Nick, it was quite refreshing to see a football coach discussing an injury and actually talking through it and with specifics and everything. And that's actually okay to do that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. EJ Perry's here, Andover football coach. Back to the win over Central Catholic, historic win. Not to mention historic, but also put you at 4-0. You were ranked way up there in Division I before the game. So when rankings come out tomorrow, being Friday, I'm sure you're going to even get a better spot there. We'll see. But so many heroes in that game. I mean, is it even possible to mention, you know, like 3 to 5 of them? Because there was just so many kids that stepped up in that game.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to just mention 3 to 5, but I'll do the best I can. And first, just the line has been improved under Victor Ruiz, and he's just really, he's got a nice way with them. So the line we were really just pleased with. And then obviously Scotty Brown has just settled in as a quarterback. And, you know, I think when he signed with ULO to play baseball, he's just been relaxed and been able to just go out and play football. And that's been a great thing for him. Obviously having Lincoln Beal back, Lincoln played the first game and he just has like it's sort of a nagging thing on his foot. And then, so when he came, you know, it wasn't his greatest game ever, but he got two touchdowns and he had taken 3 weeks off and then he had to play defense for us and did it. You know, I keep telling these college coaches, man, he's going to find the field for you because he's just been amazing for four years. And again, when he gets his opportunity, and he was one of the ones that was just hugging me about the Central game. The linebacker Haddad, Evan Haddad is another senior, and he had to play Zinter The papers did a nice thing on him because he's 5'9", 170, wow. and Zinter 6'2". And Zinter did his thing, and you know, it was just great to see the competition at that position. McSweeney is another linebacker. And then obviously Wetterall. And the funny thing about that is I don't know how much of the game you watched. So Wetterall, we score first, and Wetterall misses the extra point. And so when he gets to the sideline, I say, was there a bad snap? Was there a bad hold? And he said, you know, he's just an honest kid and he's a very good football player. He said, no. And then, so I termed it as we had, this might be why my voice is raspy, but we had a little discussion. And then, you know, I felt bad. I felt bad because the kid got two touchdowns, two extra points. He caught
the game winner.
He caught the game winner. Yeah. He caught the 2-point conversion that tied it up. So he had 18 of our 30 points. And
yelled at him for the one that he didn't get.
The one, and it basically hit the post. And it was, but I'm he's been kicking since his sophomore year. And last year he got an ACL and in the second game. And he has just worked tremendously. And tonight, we brought him out because he's winning the sprints today. And, you know, so nothing goes to his head and he just works really hard. So those are the five guys that I'd highlight. And then just really the whole team. Some of the guys like Dante Berger, who picked up the pace when Lincoln was out, only played, he did all his special team stuff and made two tackles on the kickoff, but he only played five plays in the running back. Andrew Lehman, who has four touchdowns and has done unbelievable because Lincoln got back, only played 10 offensive plays. So yeah. I just tell these guys, it's the sacrifice of football and everything you do. And it goes down. We have 124 guys in the program this year. So I said from 1 to 124, everyone did their job this week.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned, Coach, doesn't get much easier coming up. You got another 4-0 team on the docket next week in Methuen. You know, take us there. I mean, obviously, they're very good, too.
Yeah, I mean, they look very good in film. You know, Tommy does a nice job, and he's going to be very well prepared. They're going to challenge us with all his, you know, trick plays he does. And then the Easton brothers are, you know, they're very legit football players, and they have a whole team, but like you said, if we're just highlighting a couple of guys, you know, the quarterback and the running back, both named Easton do a tremendous job. And it's just nice to watch good football in the Valley. And it's been a real fun fall so far. So Friday night. And then, you know, have you guys been to Methuen?
No, I've never been to the game there before. No.
So it is just, they're real loyal, and you know, the fans will be really, really fired up, and their stadium is really nice because they're sort of right on top of you. And so it's going to be fun for the kids. The atmosphere too, here in Andover, you saw some of the videos, was awesome too. So it's going to be an awesome game.
Yeah. Challenge for the defense for sure. 51-38 42-49 so far from Methuen. And, you know, I know some of their opponents haven't been, you know, central, but they did beat Marshfield, which I thought that was a big win. I'm not sure if Marshfield.
Yeah, when we're looking at it, I mean, you know, yeah. Like you said, first of all, when you put up points like that, you know, you can do things on offense. It doesn't matter the opponent because it's execution and they're executing well. And then, you know, like you say, Marshfield is, and they had to go down there, which in itself is very, very difficult. And they're just traditionally very good, Marshfield. So, yeah, you know, we just got to come out and play. You know, our defense has been, Sean Terrio, who used to be the Danvers head coach, is running the defense, and he's done phenomenal. You know, when you look in the paper, like Shrewsbury beat St. John's of Shrewsbury and is 3-1, and we were 34-6 against them, and then Acton is perennial good team. And then, you know, Lawrence last year, we sort of had, they dubbed it the grudge match, but I really like the Lawrence kids and then Central. So the Central got 29, but they had to earn every one of them. And with the backs and receivers that they have and the quarterback, it was a good defensive game.
Yeah. Well, EJ Perry, Andover football coach, another big one on the docket. And there's always, every week is a big one in the Merrimack Valley. So we wish you the best of luck going into what we were told by you is quite the hostile environment. So we'll take your word for it there after all the experience you've had over there. And we wish the family good health and, of course, nothing but success for the young lad making his way through the NFL. So we're going to watch him very closely.
So sure. and then on the other, so EJ will be playing a big game on Sunday, but so my other son Will plays at St. Thomas More, and they're playing IMG on Friday.
Oh, nice. Okay.
In Florida. So my wife is going down there to, that's an experience in itself that he gets to play at IMG. So and he's the quarterback. So I told him just have a fun time down there. But the competition will be, you know, it's going to be stiff.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. All right, Coach, best of luck with Methuen Friday night, 7:00.
Thank you guys. And thanks for all you do for, you know, the sports, because the high school shows, you know, when I was growing up, we had WCCM and we had a lot for you guys to take time and put something like this together. It's very good. So I just thank you guys. And my whole team will give you a shout out. So thank you very much.
All right. Good luck, Coach. Thanks again.
Thanks.
All right, EJ Perry, that was Andover football. Let's take a break and do our Merrimack Valley football report after the break.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Service is the home of fall savings with another great tire sale. Buy 3 Yokohama tires, get the fourth one absolutely free. Or buy 1 Yokohama tire, get the second at 50% off. Fall's the perfect time to get your car ready for the weather ahead. Let our ASE certified technicians keep your car running right. From batteries to brakes, we'll improve your ride and fuel economy. Servicing hybrids and electric vehicles as well. 77 locations throughout New England, including our newest in Worcester and Sturbridge. Visit SullivanTire.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Okay, welcome back, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is the Merrimack Valley Football Report. That was Andover coach EJ Perry. Good to catch up with him, Nick, our first time meeting him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great to get to know all these coaches in this area. Man, there are a lot of good ones, and they've all been good interviews, too.
Yeah. So the Football Report has us looking at some key matchups again. Tewksbury, we'll start there. They are going to Bill Ricca, and Bill Ricca's is putting up some points this year. 55-7 over Drake it last week. Where else have they been? 35-7 over Wilmington the week before, 32-14 over Westford. And then I'm looking for week one, 38-0 over Lowell. So you get another 4-0 matchup, Nick.
Yeah.
Versus 4-0.
And Sigsbury's going to have something dialed up. You know, former Manchester Essex boys basketball coach. He's a former Cathedral football coach. He's been, he gets it done everywhere he goes.
Yeah. So that's a second 4-0 matchup. The other one being Andover going to Methuen, which we heard all about just now. Good little preview from Coach EJ Perry. So something's going to give there. Central.
Methuen sounds like the Winthrop of the Merrimack Valley. Conference,
yes.
The way that Coach Perry described it. Yeah.
Yeah. They're always there, always competitive. So we also got Central Catholic. They're going to probably bounce back, get on the winning track again because they're going too low. Lowell is struggling. This is a great matchup here. North Andover going to Chelmsford. Last week, competitive game, North Andover falls to Tewksbury 26-14, and Chelmsford is rolling. They beat Lowell 49-8. I mean, these Merrimack Valley teams are putting up points. Chelmsford had 64 the week before. They had, what else do they have? 48 the week before that against Lexington. And then in the first week, they lost to Mampsa, like 20-17. So Chelmsford's on a 3-game winning streak. North Andover's trying to get back to it after losing to Tewksbury. So another great matchup.
Oh, big time. Big time. What a shark tank this league is. I was gonna say, North Andover's kind of like an also-ran in that league this year. And they're kind of giving our North Shore teams everything they can handle.
Yeah. And this is a good matchup just for, you know, they want to get on the winning track here. They've been struggling. So it's a good matchup. In that regard, Haverhill's going to Lawrence, you know, age-old rivals there. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good one, I think. And then we finish off with Drake in a non-leaguer going to North Middlesex, who's a team that Gloucester beat in the 90s.
I was going to say, that's the only thing I know North Middlesex from. 1993 at the Garden. I was a 9-year-old kid watching my cousin beat them.
Yeah, exactly. So that wraps it up. I mean, we had a great conversation with EJ Perry of Andover and our Merrimack Valley Football Report. You heard it here first. Actually, Nick, want to give a shout out.
Lowell Catholic, I'd like to say, because they're looking like a team to, you know, I cover Manchester Essex and, you know, they're the defending CAC small. Now it's CAC Division II champs. Lowell Catholic is going to give them all they can handle in a few weeks. I kind of can't wait for that matchup. I was looking at the schedule at the beginning. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to go up to Lowell Catholic to cover this game. Now I'm actually really looking forward to that one. It might be my most anticipated regular season game of the year. Yeah.
And Lowell Catholic will be hosting Georgetown this Saturday. Mm-hmm. So that's Saturday, October 8th.
Yeah, big statement against Kip last week.
Yeah, yeah. 11 Kip's o'clock.
Kip's a good team.
Kip out of Lynn. All right, let's wrap it up. That's the Merrimack Valley Football Report, and that is our show. Thanks for tuning in. MSONewsSports.com. Kelly Media is the brand that owns us. And we are Dominic Cash and Nick Cooper. Shall we sign off?
Sounds good to me.
All right. See everybody next week.